yet another sonnet. This is called A Haunting. I was an evacuated child, as you probably get, and I was evacuated to a lodge cottage in Norfolk, a little strangely built thing. There was a great house, and then there was a drive, and then by the gates there was this cottage, which was quite Gothic in its construction, a single story thing, with two women who were school teachers, who were my school teachers, and the niece of one of them. I was the fourth in this little household. This poem is called A Haunting. My thumb is pressing down the iron latch, and the door creaks back toward me. This isn't the room I meant to broach, not on this trip, but it's open now, and I see a young woman sitting on the arm of a chair, and watch as she shakes the pot and spills a dice onto the board, and there's a boy opposite her. She moves her counter, just missing a snake. But at the same time, a small girl by the window is fingering the pane, the pretty curlicues of ice. She's staring out. There's snow. I make no move to enter. The fire suddenly glows. The wireless crackles. Half aware, the woman, turning, looks toward the door. But she sees nothing.